Patient's first name is Mary, last name Enloe-Daly. Date of birth. '10/06/1947. Date of encounter, 4/15/2024. History of present illness. Patient presents with right ear discomfort that's been going on for over a week. States she went to her primary who tried to get the earwax out but failed. Was placed on antibiotics and steroids. She did complete both of those courses of medication. As states, her ear pain is still present. Next paragraph. Past history. This patient has diabetes, type 2, and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Past surgeries. Left eye surgery. Unknown date. Next paragraph. Current medications. She's on Crestor and Metformin. Next paragraph. Allergies to morphine and iodine. Next paragraph. Social history. Non-contributory. Next paragraph. On physical exam. Patient's general appearance is of an age-appropriate, well-groomed, no acute distress female. EEMT examination showed right cerumen impaction. Left ear canal was clear. Eyes a perla. Pupils equal, round, reacted to light. Her nose was clear. No edema noted to the turbinates. Her pharynx was clear. No edema. No erythema. Neck was supple, full range of motion. Respiratory system showed no acute distress. Breath sounds within normal limits. No bronchi wheezing noted. Abdomen was non-tender. Cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallops appreciated. Skin, normal color. No rashes or lesions noted. Extremities were non-tender with full range of motion. A neuro. Patient is oriented times 4. Cranial nerves 2 through 10. Grossly intact. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment is right cerumen impaction. Plan is to clear with a wax removal procedure. Patient did not tolerate the wax removal procedure. Opted to stop the procedure and utilize home care therapies to remove the earwax. Discussed in length as far as what medication to use, how often to do the debrox, and to follow up with ENT if she cannot remove the earwax. At this time, she was diagnosed at home and moved in no acute distress.